Now, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation unveiled a new multi-million-dollar grant program to fund transportation projects around the state. The $75 million initiative would be split up between local governments for multimodal transportation projects, from road repairs to bicycle lanes to harbor projects and more. Our next guest joins us to talk about the grant program and how it fits into the state's overall transportation goals. Craig Thompson is Secretary Designee for the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Secretary Thompson, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, give us the basics. What would this project do?
So this is a $75 million program, really of one-time money that was transferred out of the state's general fund. And so with that, the governor set up a program where local governments, our counties, cities, villages, and towns, we've created criteria that each they could submit projects for review, and we would have them graded against that criteria. And it would really be by their peers. The counties can submit 12 people to review their projects, the towns the same, the cities and villages. And they have to be able to demonstrate that they're going to have an economic impact. The three pots are split up about $26 million for the counties, a little over $18 million for the cities and villages, and about $28 million for the towns. And so since this was one-time money, felt it was important that they go towards discrete one-time projects. And the other thing that governor thought was important, that he opened up to more than just roads. So while these do have to be for one-time projects and can't be for ongoing operations, transit could have a successful bid for, a garage or bus or improvements or something like that, as well as with ports, and the other modes.
Is this viewed as something for urgent needed repairs, say, on a project, getting something back into shape, or could it be for a new project altogether?
Yeah, it's for improvement projects, specific one-time projects, and there's a cap for any one grant of $3.5 million, and there's a floor of $250,000. It's programs that would fit, in that mode. And we believe there's a lot of demand out there from the locals, and we've been hearing a lot of enthusiasm from each of the statewide associations. So we're anticipating receiving a lot of requests and proposals.
If I'm a local official listening right now thinking, yeah, I got one of these, how do I sign up?
Well, we've got all of it on our website at the DOT. We've got all the process for how they can go about submitting. We've announced the project now, and the criteria is out there. We're working with the Towns Association and the counties and the cities and villages associations for them to give us the recommendations for the individuals to sit on the review panels. But people can start submitting projects now, and the deadline is December 6th.
And did I see there is a bridge project that's already being funded in part by this?
Yeah, that's a great point, Rob. All of these are going to be competitively placed except for there is one set aside, and that's for the Kaukauna Bridge, Lift Bridge in Kaukauna, Wisconsin, for the city of Kaukauna. The legislature had actually put an earmark in for that to come out of the local bridge program. The governor vetoed that because he was afraid that $1.6 million would have eaten up almost the entirety of the local bridge program. But in his veto message, he did say that he thought that the DOT could find other ways to fund it. And so we talked with the locals, and they thought this was worthy. And so we put it as a set-aside in this project.
Talking to Craig Thompson, Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, looking at a grant program through the department to help local government units, the counties, cities, villages, and others, do local one-time transportation projects in their area. And Craig, is this something where the locals have to pony up at least some of the cash?
Yes, it's going to be on a 90-10 split, 90% from the state and 10% from the locals. If they've got a project where they can put in more than 10%, it would certainly help their competitiveness, but they can be on a 90-10 split.
Now, $75 million, in some ways, Craig, it's a lot of money, but for the state's overall transportation needs, there's a lot of other stuff going on. What are some of the other challenges and key budget items you're looking at with the state's transportation spending?
Well, I think the most important parts of the budget really are the ongoing programs. The governor, in his initial proposal, wanted to increase funding for our state highway rehabilitation program, which is the program to fix our current two-lane highways of $320 million, and the legislature agreed with that. And so that will be an upper that will be ongoing with ongoing sustainable revenue. There's also a 10% increase for general transportation aides to the locals. Unlike this program, that, again, would be ongoing for them to maintain the current roads they have. So those are the ongoing sustainable programs that we really think are going to help us move, do better planning, and move forward long term. This one-time program is something that the legislature initially put in to go in the local road improvement program with money out of the general fund, and the governor made the changes in the ways that I'd said before.
And someone, what are some of the top priorities for your department when it comes to transportation projects, maybe some of the more big ticket items that were maybe put on hold over the last few years?
Well, in this budget, we did have the legislature included and the governor signed. There is money in there to finish the zoo interchange down in Milwaukee, what had been known as the north leg of the zoo. I-43 between Milwaukee and Grafton was enumerated, meaning that will begin to move forward. And then the legislature independently put in I-41 between Appleton and Green Bay as a new project to put in, and the governor concurred and signed that. So those are some of the big projects that will be moving forward in the future.
One of the big controversies over the last few state budget cycles was not on the spending side so much as the revenue side. Talk about whether the state needed to increase the gas tax, for example, or user fees, or more borrowing. What ended up coming up in this latest state budget when it came to the revenue side of things for transportation?
Right. So the governor had proposed an 8-cent increase in the gas tax and returning to indexing like Wisconsin used to between 1980 and 2006, which is really the route that most of the states, both red and blue across the country, have gone. But the legislature went a different route. So they proposed to increase registration fees. That's when you get the sticker on your car every year. It was $75. That was increased by $10 to go to $85. And then when you transfer the title on your vehicle, that was increased by $95. It was $65 before that. So those were the two main areas of revenue increases that were passed that will be ongoing and sustainable.
And Craig, finally getting back to the grant program we started off by talking about, give us the timeline up to when we can actually start see some projects getting the shovels ready.
So like I said, the deadline for submittals will be December 6th of this year. Then they will be reviewed, you know, throughout over the winter, and by next spring, we believe we should be seeing some of these projects, some earth being moved.
Secretary Thompson, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Craig Thompson, Secretary Designee for the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. He joined us to talk about a new $75 million state grant program aimed at funding local one-time transportation projects around the state.